Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One. My name is Alan Stanford.
And welcome to Hamlet in Hoth. When Claudius stormed out of the play, angry and very clearly shaken, he realized, as they say, that the game was up. He's not a fool. He's a very astute king. He knows now that Hamlet now knows. He doesn't know how Hamlet knows. He doesn't know who told him. He doesn't know how he found out. But one thing he is absolutely certain of, he knows that Hamlet now knows that Claudius killed Hamlet's father. It's so obvious. The play was so much a reenactment of what actually happened, there can be no doubt in his mind. But the first thing he does is quite an unexpected action. It's quite surprising, and it shows yet again that there's no such thing as a simple villain in Shakespeare. There are no villains in that sense. People are not just bad. People are good people who go astray, who make wrong choices, wrong decisions, and suddenly end up having to compound those wrong decisions. You commit one murder, and then you have to realize that in order to protect yourself, you may have to commit another, and another, and another. And before you know where you are, it's genocide. But the first thing that Claudius does in this situation is not to attack Hamlet. He tries to pray. He needs to clear his conscience. He needs, finally, to confess his sin. That religious theme, that determination to deal with heaven is very strong within the play. It's a very pure play in that respect. Claudius tries to pray.
Oh, my offense's rank it smells to heaven. It hath the primal eldest curse upon it, a brother's murder.
That is Claudius's first confession of guilt. It's the first time, the only time really in the play, that he says, mea culpa, I did something wrong.
But oh, what form of prayer can serve my turn? Forgive me my foul murder? That cannot be, since I am still possessed of those effects for which I did the murder. My crown, mine own ambition, and my queen. May one be pardoned and retain the offence?
He's remarkably honest in this moment. Like most of us, we're sort of willing to admit guilt if only we can keep the thing we took. You know, we'd like to be able to say, actually, I did steal that, can I keep it, please? You know, I mean, that's what we want to do. It's real human nature. He understands also that such a thing is impossible and that heaven sees all. You can't pretend confession. You cannot pretend prayer. If you confess, it must be with an open heart. If you pray, it must be a genuine act of contrition. Otherwise, it doesn't work. But he still tries.
Bow, stubborn knees, and heart with strings of steel, be soft as sinews of the newborn babe. All may be well.
So there he's doing it. He's going to kneel down, he's going to pray to heaven to forgive him his sins, and hope that heaven allows him to keep the prophet, which is the kingdom and the queen. At which point, Hamlet arrives and finds Claudius alone.
Now might I do it, Pat. Now he's praying. And now I'll do it. And so he goes to heaven. And so am I revenged. That would be scanned.
No, that would be scanned. Interesting phrase. It's a bit like in the modern parlance, you scan something. You put the document into an electronic device and you record it in another format. It's rather a similar action that Hamlet's doing here. He's putting forward a proposition. There's Claudius. He's alone. I can kill him now. And then his soul goes to heaven. Hang on a minute, let me rethink that. Let's just run back over that thought. Let's examine it.
A villain kills my father, and for that, I, his sole son, do this same villain send to heaven. Oh, this is higher in salary, not revenge. He took my father grossly, full of bread, with all his crimes broad blown, as flush as May.
This is Hamlet's dilemma. If he kills Claudius while he's praying, and therefore in a state of grace, his soul will be forgiven, and he'll go straight up to its heavenly reward. When Claudius killed old Hamlet, young Hamlet's father, he killed him while he was unconfessed, not in a state of grace, in a state of sin, and so his soul went to purgatory. Therefore, to send Claudius to heaven would be to benefit Claudius and not to punish him. Hamlet doesn't merely want to send his soul to purgatory. Hamlet's even worse. He wants to send his soul to hell. So Hamlet decides to wait until Claudius is less prepared.
And am I then revenged to take him in the purging of his soul when he is fit and seasoned for his passage? No. Up, sword, and know thou a more horrid hint when he is drunk asleep, or in his rage, or in the incestuous pleasure of his bed. Then trip him, that his heels may kick at heaven, and that his soul may be as damned and black as hell whereto it goes.
So you see, Hamlet doesn't just simply want revenge now. He wants total and absolute annihilation of Claudius's soul. He'll kill him when Claudius is in the worst place possible, his mother's bed, because then he will be in a state of incest. And that is a mortal sin for which, without confession, you go straight to hell.
My words fly up, my thoughts remain below. Words without thoughts never to heaven go.
And that's the irony of the situation and the irony of the scene. Hamlet doesn't kill Claudius because he believes him to be in a state of grace. The irony of the moment is that Claudius was not in a state of grace because he couldn't pray. And it would, in fact, have been an ideal moment for Hamlet to kill him.
No, might I do it that? Now he is praying, and now I'll do it. So he goes to heaven, and so am I revenged. That should be scanned. A villain kills my father, and for that I, his soul, son, do the same villain send to heaven. Oh, this is hire and salary, not revenge. He took my father grossly, full of bread, with all his crimes broad blown as flush as may, and how his audit stands, who knows, save heaven, but in our circumstance and course of thought is heavy with him. And am I then revenged? To take him in the purging of his soul when he is fit and seasoned for his passage? No, up sword, and know thou a more horrid hint. When he is drunk, asleep, or in his rage, or in the incestuous pleasure of his bed, a game, a swearing, or about some act that hath no religious salvation in, then trip him, that his heels may kick at heaven, and that his soul may be as damned and black as hell whereto it goes. My mother stays. This physic but prolongs thy sickly days.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.